With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. More aid into Gaza, nearly three dozen trucks on Sunday, but humanitarian workers say the assistance still falls desperately short of the needs after thousands of people broke into warehouses over the weekend looking for food. Meanwhile, 2 days after cellular and internet service abruptly vanished for most of Gaza amid heavy Israeli bombardment, the crowded enclave came back online, communication systems gradually being restored. President Biden says once the Israel-Hamas war is over, there must be a path toward peace.
Even as Israel responds to the brutal October 7 Hamas attacks, President Biden is looking long-term and expressing hope for a two-state solution with independent states for the Israelis and Palestinians.
I know it's a lofty goal and it's taken a lot of people a long time to try to get there, and we haven't gotten there. But he's not stopped working towards that goal.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby acknowledges the goal is not new and is a difficult one, but he says the hope is that it's not impossible. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, an evening vigil in Lewiston, Maine Sunday night drew more than 1,000 people to remember those killed and wounded in Maine's worst mass shooting last week. Two U.S. senators are working to pass the Kids Online Safety Act to protect children and teens.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn was joined by the bill's co-sponsor, Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal, last week in a roundtable with parents whose children fell victim to the dangers of social media. Senator Blackburn spoke with Salem Radio about the terms of the bill.
What it would do is put the burden on social media to establish a duty of care, to do safety by design, to give a toolbox that kids and parents can use.
That's George Williams reporting. This is SRN News. Parental rights have a champion in Britain's education chief.
In a declaration that American moms and dads can only dream of, UK Secretary of Education Gillian Keegan has sent a letter to all public schools ordering them to make all sex ed curriculum available for parents to see. Keegan says, quote, "No more excuses. This government is acting to guarantee parents' fundamental right to know what their children are being taught in sex and relationships education." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two Georgia Supreme Court rejected a lower court ruling that the state's new pro-life law is invalid. Abortion advocates challenged the measure because it was enacted in 2019 when Roe v. Wade was still the law of the land. Georgia bans most abortions once the unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, usually about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The law includes exceptions for rape and incest. This is SRN News. Author Salman Rushdie could take the stand against the man who's been accused of repeatedly stabbing him.
Chautauqua County District Attorney Jason Schmidt says Rushdie is on the witness list for the trial of 25-year-old Hadi Matar. A judge on Friday scheduled the trial to begin January 8th. Matar has pleaded not guilty to charges of assault and attempted murder. He's accused of rushing the stage at the Chautauqua Institution in New York, where Rushdie was about to speak in August 2022, and stabbing him more than a dozen times. A fatwa had been issued for Rushdie's death by the Ayatollah Khomeini. Keith Peters reporting.
Most voters in Mississippi will have no choice this year when it comes to who represents them in the state House and Senate. That's because the vast majority of Republicans and Democrats running for the legislature face no party opposition in the November 7th election. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.